I'm just happy that my technique is getting better. That's what we. I came over here this season to run these 3 100 meters to check on to go back home so my coach can refine my technique. Time is important, but it was not so important overall. I think it might help to put a little fear in my opponents, but overall it was good. But main thing is always my techniques.
And this in the prelude and run-up to the Olympics. Are you going to be able to perform even better there? Are you getting excited about that?
Well, definitely. If I continue on this track, I should definitely be able to perform at my best without a doubt. The key thing is to stay injury-free now, continue working hard and just focus on the goal at hand. And the Olympics is going to be big, so I'm looking forward to it.
When you race, who are you racing for? Are you racing for yourself? Are you racing for your country? Are you racing for your family, for your friends?
For me, it starts out with me. You have to do this for yourself first because as an individual person, you got to do it for yourself because you work hard every day. So you want to make yourself proud. And then it's for my country, my family, and so on and so forth.
And is there ever a point you think, oh, this is a bit tiresome, I'm getting a bit bored of this, I'd like to go and do something else? Look at all these people, they've got all these wonderful jobs, you know, they're sort of like pop stars, they're doing this, and you meet all these amazing people and you think, oh, I'd love your job.
Well, I've not gotten bored of track and field yet, but I've definitely thought about playing football, definitely. But pop star, no. I think they travel way too much stress. I've seen a lot of pop star crash real bad. So I think not a pop star.
So not a pop star, but you've met all sorts of people in your travels. Prince Harry, famously recently. Is he a, I don't know if I can use the term, cool dude?
Yes, he's very cool. I was really surprised. Initially when we met, I was trying to be all, I didn't know how to approach the situation. So I was being all nice and royal family. And he was like, he's saying, relax. It's not, you don't need to be acting like this. And I kind of relaxed and we had fun, had a few laughs, so it was really cool, really cool.
And of course, we look forward to the London Olympics. Are we going to be crowning you as the Olympic champion? Are you going to break your world record?
I'm glad we brought this up. I would love to break my records. I would love to wow everybody in the stadium. I was saying to my best friend Nugent Walker that I wish when I break the world record, Queen would say, let's knight Usain and knight me Sir Dr. the Honorable Usain Bolt. That would be such a cool name. I told Ricky that I'll be a little bit mall was I used to go shopping Westfield Mall. I used to go there a lot until everybody started noticing me. Then it wasn't any fun anymore. Went to a couple fish and chips place. That was good.
But they're not chicken nuggets, so it's not so good.
And then we had this one Island Grill, which was really good. I really loved that, so that was good for me.
And over the next couple of months, just sort of a couple of bits of info for us. I mean, what goes through your mind in the build-up to the Olympics? Because I can't even imagine the sorts of focus that you've got to put through. Is it mental battle or is it physical battle as you train? What's going through your mind?
For me, I think I'm mentally strong. I think it's always about the physical battle for me. So I got to focus on just getting this down. I have to listen to my coach. My coach, all right, listen, we need to work on this. I got to get it right. I got to make sure I'm in tip-top shape. He says we need to run 5 more 300s to get to the form we need you to be in at these games. And those are the things. So I think physically-wise, it's the main thing. I think mentally, when I'm physically prepared, mentally-wise, I'm unbeatable.